Welcome to Culinary Convo. I am your host, Devin Ream. The coffee is poured and your spot at the table is open. I've got my mise en place, and if your mind is open, let us begin. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Culinary Convo's United Foods of America, because everywhere else we're divided. And I'm here with Joel. How's it going, Joel?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Amazing. Fantastic. Amazing. Never been better. Totally original. Never been done before.
Yeah. Yeah. OG. Original. Yeah. Right? That is the way to go. And talk about original. We're talking about West Virginia. Mountain Mama.
West Virginia.
Me home. Country. Yeah. Roads. Not.
I'm expecting some good food. Not urban. Really.
Yeah, definitely. And I said the last episode we did Alaska, and I mentioned that, like, I think people give it a deep fried type of vibe. and I'm telling you, I think it's a lot more like, I would just say it's food that is going to be for the lunchbox. It's for the lunch pail. Right? Like, you've got a lot of folks that are working in coal mines. You got a lot of folks that are doing blue collar esque type work. And even if you work in white collar industries, you're like loosely connected to the blue collar. So we got a lot of lunch pail meals. That's what I'm thinking.
West Virginia is like a workers' rights central, pretty much. They usually will go for workers' rights because there's so many blue collar workers there. That's the thing.
Well, and it's one of those things, blue collar, white collar, we all will fight so that we don't get a red collar, you know.
What
means I think it means either commie or that you're like bloody, like, you know, red collar.
That's what I would assume.
Yeah, but no, I, you know who said that phrase? It was me. I made that up. I think I have heard that before. I don't think I'm original.
Yeah, I think I've
much.
Heard like something like yeah, it at the very yeah. least.
I might have a blue collar, but I ain't got a yellow belly.
It's about class solidarity. I know that.
But no, West Virginia, Appalachians, right? I know that. Moonshines, stills.
Oh, yeah.
Coal. I'm guessing that's the extent you've got as well, right? Like, have you ever been to West Virginia? Ever?
I think I've been through.
Driven
West
through?
West Virginia? Yeah, I don't think I've been to anywhere there.
Yeah.
I don't believe. If I was, I was really young.
Yeah. Yeah, not rememberable, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
No, not that it's not rememberable, just that I can't remember.
Right. Right. Yeah, yeah. Good distinction there.
Yeah, I was like, that's – Devin's going hard against West Virginia right now. That's crazy.
Yeah. Stupid West Virginia.
It's clear in the air.
Can't be part of regular Virginia. Yeah. I wonder
be
if
all
there's
– to the west of it.
Right. I wonder if there's like an East Coast Virginia thing where they're like, how come we're not called East Virginia? Like, they're trying to fight for their right to be East Virginians.
You know? If anything, they're like, no, let's combine the two Virginias. Let's become one.
Yeah, I bet so. They're greedy. Greedy Virginians.
Greedy Virginians.
Yep.
That's why West Virginia is the way it is, to the west.
Yeah, they're to the west. They're it's kind of like the U.S. They're more hippie than regular Virginia.
I doubt that to be true.
Yeah, I doubt
very
that.
Very much doubt.
Yeah, but no, the
what's
first
on the
food
docket
here,
for food.
Yeah. First food here. The reason why I brought up hippie is just because you might be on a lot of pot if you came up with this hot dog. It's called a Dixie Dog. Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. This thing looks get good with a capital G.
It looks full.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. Yeah. Dixie Dog is a traditional American hot dog variety that's believed to have origins in Huntington, West Virginia. It consists of a split hot dog roll and a blubbery hot dog sausage that's topped with chili sauce and creamy coleslaw. In West Virginia, Dixie Dogs are not called Dixie Dogs, but simply slaw dogs or hot dogs. So they just say, give me a hot dog, and this is what you're going to get handed. This hot dog variety was created at Stewart's Root Beer Stand dating back to 1932. Yeah.
A lot of deep roots.
A lot of deep roots. They're like, go to Stew's Root Beer Stand for sarsaparilla and hot dog.
And it's 1932, not the
1800s. Yeah, 1932, it'd be like, go to Stew's Root Beer Stand. Go to Stew's Root Beer Stand.
I imagine it sounds more like the war. Head down to Stewart's Root Beer Stand, dating back to 1932.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We started this root beer stand in 1932. Isn't it good?
Exactly.
Yeah, have yourself a slaw dog here. Look at the whole grain mustard. It's a blubbery
hot dog.
It's got a blubbery sausage.
I don't like that adjective.
It's a blubbery sausage that we slam in between the split bun. Come on. It's like, oh, no.
No. I don't like.
This is not what they're saying they prefer. No. But what's
this next one on here?
This next one, it is a local delicacy. It is a great one. It's called rat stew. Rat stew. Yeah.
Before I even know what it is, it sounds so appetizing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when anybody says rat, I want to finish with tui, but I don't. I just say stew if I'm in West Virginia. It's where people use various traps, never poison. They want to clarify.
Never poison. Wink, wink.
Right. to catch the key ingredient for the stew, a rat. Once they've been cleaned, skinned, and chopped, pieces of rat meat are dropped into a broth with garlic, wild onions, and similar local vegetables.
I don't like that.
You don't think you'd like rat stew?
I don't think. I literally just started a book where they were like, well, rat's what we got for today.
Yeah, like it's the apocalypse. Oh, like man. It's. See, my whole thing is like, is it a particular like breed of rat or like? Because how many rats are you having to kill to get rat stew? That's kind of a good question here. Is it one rat? Because that's a big rat. That's a huge rat. That's a New Yorker rat, right? or is it slang for like a mob hit? Like, yeah, you're gonna have some rat stew. Don't be a rat.
I worry with rats because like rodents are they carry like a lot of stuff. Yeah,
pretty disease ridden.
Like,
yeah.
Monkeypox is a rodent disease. So, I don't want to risk it.
Right. Well, speaking of risking it, don't go to Marlinton, West Virginia. The stew is usually served at gatherings or as a dinner at home in Marlinton. there's even an annual roadkill cook-off showcasing this stew and similar dishes.
Dad, where are we heading off to?
Oh, we're going to Marlinton, West Virginia, son.
Yeah.
Isn't that where they had the roadkill cook-off?
Yes, it is, Tommy.
I don't like it.
And I hate to tell you this, but when we hit the edge of Main Street, we're going to put you outside the back of this truck.
I'm sure that it tastes good. That's the thing. I'm sure it tastes good. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a thing. My anxiety. I have anxiety. I can't. I'm not going to not do that with this meal.
Like, right.
I'm anxious.
You can't, you're not going to let that flow all the way through. Yeah.
No.
Not
Call me
happen.
A baby. I'll take it.
You're a baby.
Baby.
You're a little baby man.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be this way. It just happened.
Just a wuss, and that's okay.
You know, I think for me, this is just a personal thing, I would not eat it unless I saw said rat. And I saw the cleaning of said rat, and I want, even though that does nothing, right? Like if it's disease ridden, I'm not
a clean one.
Like, it's not going to matter.
One that looks like it's got nice fur.
Yeah, yeah. Look at its paws. Are any of its nails broken?
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's going to matter. But for some reason, me seeing the rat.
Street rat.
Right, yeah. Was this a well taken care of rat? Did it attend Harvard? Like, you know, it's like, I want to know the important things about this rat, you know?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to matter. It's a rat's a rat.
I'm not eating it.
Yeah, but you will eat this. A Grimes Golden. A Grimes Golden is an American apple variety hailing from Brook County, West Virginia, where it was discovered in 1804. The apples have a golden green skin and a noticeable perfume. Beneath the skin, the texture of the flesh is slightly softer than that of a Golden Delicious, and the aroma has a hint of coriander. The flavors are rich and mildly spicy due to high sugar content. Grimes Golden are usually used for brewing hard cider and distilling brandy, but they're also used in sauces and pies. That's the apples are harvested from late September and into October, where spooky season comes around.
Spooky season.
Yeah. The spookies. Not the smokies. The
I was spookies. Thinking like pies immediately when yeah. you were reading the description.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that'd be a good one for pies.
Right. Yeah, that'd be a perfect one for pies. And then the hard cider makes sense, right? It's got that acidic, like sweet. Makes you feel good. You're like, here, pop me off a cold one. And then you're like, and you just, yeah, you're drinking cider for days. Yeah, no, I'm thinking in my head that I've had a Grimes Golden before, but I think I didn't know what it was. Like, yeah, I just was like, I know this isn't a Granny Smith.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I knew.
It's the only reason that I would have had one is if I didn't know that I was eating one at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And then the next one here, this one is a particular type of dog, but it's a slow dog. Yeah. Yeah, this isn't regular, just hot dog. It ain't no dicky dog either. Slaw dog is a hot dog variety originating from West Virginia. It consists of a grilled or steamed hot dog, bread, not a bun, just bread, chili, often called sauce, onions, and slaw. These soft and messy hot dogs are typically served in a sturdy paper boat or styrofoam container. It is believed the first slaw dog was created in the 1920s or 1930s at the Stoppette Drive-In in Charleston. Keep in mind that ketchup, sauerkraut, and pickles are frowned upon, so don't ask for any additions when ordering authentic West Virginian slaw dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog.
Then yeah. Delicious hot doggies.
Yeah. Chili and slaw, though.
Yeah,
chili
that's... it's
and slaw.
This is where I start to back off hot dogs when this much stuff gets on. Because it just gets really busy.
It just seems like they're trying to Chicago it. They're like, oh, put the whole garden on there. And you're like, that's too much crap. That's a lot of stuff.
A lot of flavor just like all hitting your mouth at the same time. And
like, how are you guys keeping this in the bread?
Yeah, how's it staying
the
on?
The bun. Yeah.
Like, oh, the picture that you have, it's overflowing.
Whoa. Yeah, it's falling off. There's corn even. I mean, guys.
I'm sure it's...
Is there nothing too low that we have not stooped to?
Huh? No. No, the human race has much farther to get.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hate to be the bearer of good and bad news, but we got more to go.
Yeah. I will say, this does look like a hot dog that you get when you're skipping the coal mines that day, you know? You're like, I ain't going down in that dang hole again. I'm going to call in sick and get some slaw dogs. And hopefully nobody in town rats me out. Or I'll be in rats due by evening.
Hopefully you've paid your union dues because you're going to need that sick time.
Yeah. Especially after eating chili with coleslaw.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard passing.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with that. the next one here, this is one that, like, how could it go wrong? It's too good. Pepperoni rolls. Like, amen. Yeah, pepperoni roll is
it's
specialty.
It's basically like a pizza Swiss cake.
Totally. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Pepperoni roll is a specialty of West Virginia, consisting of a baked white bread roll filled with pepperoni sticks or slices. The roll is sold throughout the state at numerous gas stations, diners, and convenience stores, often paired with marinara sauce for dipping. It is believed that pepperoni roll was invented in 1927 by Giuseppe Argero at the Country Club Bakery in Fairmont, who originally created it as a portable food item for Fairmont's miners.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Makes sense.
He's like, come on, eat the pepperoni roll. Eat it in the rain. And everybody's like, okay, Giuseppe, we'll take
you
a couple
eat
rolls.
It before you go down there.
Yeah, yeah, because then your hands get all coldy.
Exactly.
You know?
You don't want to be eating that. That's, yeah.
Yeah, ew. Talk about black lung.
As much as I love pepperoni, like, it does make a lot of grease, so that's the only thing that I can see, like, maybe being an issue with this, but otherwise, looks delicious, ingredients are simple, and, like, I mean, the flavor's going to be there. It's going to be good.
Yeah. I will say, you know, if you're eating this in the mine, even if it's oily... Like, who cares? Like, you're covered in coal. Like, you're not going to care if a little bit of grease gets on there. You know what I mean?
No.
You're going to be like, ooh, I got greasy. And they're going to be like, Tony, get back in the line. And he's like, sorry, boss, having a pepperoni roll.
Sounds really inflammatory, Devin.
What? Inflammatory? These are the people of West Virginia.
That Come is on. True. They're not snowflakes. I know that.
They ain't.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, these colors They're, don't run. They go deeper in the hole. Go. That's how it goes. They only
Until
run
you
if
can't
the parakeet's
see
dead.
The light.
Yeah,
and then you're covered in black.
Yeah, yeah. These colors the only coal. Run when the parakeet dies.
Oh my gosh. They're like, do they even still do that? Surely they have like sensors.
I don't think
now.
So. Yeah, I was gonna say. I think they use like digital sensors. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's more accurate than dragging a poor little bird down there with
See,
you.
Nobody talks about that. There was a store, a pet store somewhere, that had these birds. And every time a certain guy walked in that store, all the birds were like, no. What? Oh, God, another one's gone. What? What happened to Frank? We don't know what happened to Frank. We don't know what happened to Tom, Jerry. We don't have to Cynthia, Sam, any of them. And then they're just like, yeah, take the golden-looking one. And he's like, no! Yeah. Yeah, and then it was like
another canary day.
Another canary, boys. And it's like, yeah. Do you think they named him? That's something I didn't think about.
Oh, that would be really sad.
That'd be super sad.
I hope they didn't. It's like, come on, little Jeff.
Yeah.
Tweet, tweet,
no!
Tweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, no more tweets. And you're like, oh, we gotta go.
Yep, yep. Come on, Carla Canary. We got to go down in the mine.
Come on, little Carla.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're so cute, little Carla. You're so cute.
They're petting it. They're like, this could be our mascot. And then it just...
exactly. I hope they didn't. Never.
Yeah. I'm hoping that they were pretty, like... Kind of like with dogs or anything else back then, they were like, that thing stays outside.
Exactly.
Like, you know.
It's a dog.
Yeah. Who gives a bird a name?
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody around here does that. It's like, yeah, well, you know, I guess we go in the mines. Here we are. But the next one here, West Virginia.
Another apple.
Yeah, they're going crazy on the apples. Golden Delicious.
Isn't that where Johnny Appleseed like is supposed to be from?
Right. I think it's an argument between West Virginia and Ohio, I think. Like West Virginia, Kentucky, or Ohio, I think all three try to lay claim to the Johnny Appleseed story.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think we need to contact the Appleseed family and get it cleared. You know?
There is no lineage. He just went off and just planted apple trees until they died.
Isn't it interesting, though, that, like, he planted all the apple trees in rows?
Yeah.
I've never seen a wild apple tree anywhere, you know? I'm just saying.
Well, he's like, I'm going forward. Yeah. And then I'll go back and then I'll go forward again a little bit further to the right. And then I'll do that about 55 more times until I fill this whole field.
And if somebody says, like, oh, crab apples are a diebab, come on. Nobody's eating those things. Like, you know, we're talking legit apples. Like,
real apples, the ones that taste good.
Yeah, that ain't happening. But yeah, Golden Delicious. It's an apple variety that's believed to be a product of unintentional breeding. I'm going to keep going. Between Grimes Golden and Golden Renette, it has no connection to the Red Delicious. The original tree was discovered in West Virginia at the end of the 19th century, and it's been the official state fruit since 1995. The apples are large and yellow-green in color. The flavor is very sweet, slightly tart, and aromatic, while the flesh is white in color and the texture is crisp and firm. It's recommended to use Golden Delicious apples in salads or the preparation of applesauce and apple butter. They can also be paired with savory foods such as cabbage and pork. These apples are harvested from autumn through winter. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like Golden Delicious more with savory stuff.
Yeah.
I will admit that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have like a Red Delicious or something, they're too crisp. They're way too hard of an apple. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody throwing the Red Delicious in the fruit salad, I kind of give him a glance, like, really? This was the bad choice. Yeah, but the next one here from our great little punching bag, Food Network, best food in America, what to eat in West Virginia?
Biscuits and gravy,
B&G, you know?
Absolutely right.
Yeah, biscuits and gravy to me. All time number one breakfast, period.
Even more than pancakes?
More than pancakes. Definitely. Wow. More than pancakes. Definitely.
And you can't get them where you're at.
You can. You
can't get them proper. Yeah.
You can get them proper. There's Pine State Biscuits. They do a pretty good biscuits and gravy. But it's rare. Like you said, biscuits and gravy is kind of like a... It's hit or miss, you know. You go to some places and they do it, and like you were saying, it's almost like they kind of like they act like it's an afterthought. You know, they're using like canned gravy.
Oh yeah, gravy. Whoops.
And you're just like, and then the biscuits—they're not buttermilk biscuits. They're not super fluffy biscuits. They're just like, here's this flour bomb, and you're like, oh man.
No.
No. Biscuits and gravy. I mean. Like I said,
you can still get the stuff at the store to make it, though.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
It's just you can't go out and get it just already made.
Yeah.
Unless you get lucky at a place.
Yeah, there's a place in town here called Day Night Donuts, and they do a biscuits and gravy, but you can tell that, one, they are canned biscuits, totally, and they just bake them off. Like, they're not making them homemade. And I don't think they try to sell it that way, either. You know what I mean? They're like, one biscuit with gravy is $1.50. Two biscuits with gravy is $3. Like, that's what it is. And then you look at the gravy, and it is. It's like the Costco, Sam's Club, canned, like, sausage gravy. And they heat it up. And I'll say this. It does okay in a pinch. But if you're wanting, like, mama made home style biscuits and gravy, that ain't it. Like, it's not gonna happen. You gotta go home and make it yourself. It's I will say, if you use Morningstar sausage, whether it's the crumbles or the whole patties, and you smash them up yourself, it's good. It's still good. I mean, I don't know how you're gonna avoid the milk in the gravy to make it like vegan or whatever. You could use oat milk, I guess. I don't know. I'm not doing it that far.
Yeah,
but anyway, but the main thing is that other sausage alternatives, it does pretty well. It does pretty good. Biscuits and gravy, ask true mountaineers their breakfast of choice, and they'll likely say it's two scratch-made split buttermilk biscuits smothered in thick sausage gravy. Biscuits and gravy is a dish that's good almost anywhere, but it's great at Stonewall Resort near Weston, where fresh ground pork flavors your morning dose of creamy goodness. The rustic meets upscale Adirondack-style lodge setting on the banks of stunning Stonewall Lake adds to the appeal. The dish is a great way to fortify yourself before tackling the resort's Arnold Palmer signature golf course or its miles and miles of trails. And yeah, to me, when mom or dad or grandma and grandpa make biscuits and gravy, that's like a we're going to have a good day today kind of like tone, you know? Yeah.
To me, it's very much like how like Sundays are. Just totally. Like, yeah. Well, this is like just the sign to say, let's soak up the goodness because we got to go back to work.
Right. Yep. Totally. I remember to this day, if my mom or dad had an off day, but me and my brother had to go to school, it was almost like they knew how unfair that felt. And so there were like, I think 3 or 4 times in my childhood where I'd wake up, I'd have like my backpack on and I'm like trudging into the living room and I would kind of like, and I'd look up and I'm like, is that sausage? And my mom's like, well, since you guys have to go to school today and we don't, we made you biscuits and gravy. And I thought in my head, like, that's a good trade. Like, I'll take that trade. Like, that, yeah. Worth it. Like, I don't care if I have to go to school today. Like, totally, I'll eat that. Like, that's fine. And, yeah. If you have a spouse of any kind, husband, wife, I don't care, and they don't at one point make you biscuits and gravy, they're not the love of your life. I'm sorry. They're not. Oh, man. They are a miserable excuse of a human being, and they're just leading you down this road of disappointment. That's what's happening.
They're leading you on. That's
They are.
Leading you on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, he put a ring on it. Did he make you B&G? Then start over, honey. Like, that's what I would say. I'm telling you. And it doesn't even have to be, like, scratch made. He has flour all over the kitchen. Just no.
Good just, stuff.
Just
make sure it tastes good.
Just make sure it tastes good. Period.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
B&G is white gravy, not brown gravy.
Oh, totally. Yeah, if they make a brown gravy.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, divorce, call the police, like, whatever. Like, get that person out of your home if they make brown gravy for biscuits and gravy.
Get out. Yeah. I never want to see you again. Don't darken my doorstep.
Yeah. If they make brown gravy, that's when you look at them and you're like.
You're a serial killer.
Yeah.
That's what you got.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you hid the bodies under the house. Like, that's what you have to say if they do brown gravy on. If it's like it has so much sausage and like caramelized onion or something that it has a brownish tint.
Yeah, a brownish tint is fine. Great, actually. Usually, yeah. Because it means that there's like a lot of sausage usually.
Right. That's fine. But if the sauce is a mushroom or onion brown gravy. Yeah, call your local. Yeah, call your local law enforcement. Please call them and say, "This psychopath is serving me brown gravy," and I promise you, they're coming.
Show up.
Yeah, they'll show up and they'll be like, "Who are you?"
Because you said the word brown, that's probably why they'll show up.
Next on our list is grape and gorgonzola.
I couldn't help it.
I know. Yeah, that's the sad fact of America.
Just trying to get you points with more of the Portlandites.
Right. Yeah, the Portland crowd. Yeah. But no, the next one here, grape and gorgonzola pizza.
This is weird.
You think it's weird, huh?
Yeah.
I think it would taste really good.
I'm afraid it would too.
Like, I think it'd be pretty dang good.
Grapes.
Yeah. It's kind of like the pear and blue cheese ice cream, right? Like, it's got that.
Very much.
Yeah. Pizza may not be a West Virginia food staple, but it kind of is because of pepperoni rolls. Food Network, get your game up.
Get your game together.
But the state has a version of it that stands apart from all the others. A fanatical following has helped Pies and Pints grow into a small regional pizza and craft beer chain. And the signature pie has made several national best of lists. This clever creation features sliced sweet red grapes, creamy gorgonzola and fresh rosemary on a razor-thin, crispy crust. For an extra treat, add bacon, and be sure to ask your server to tell you that variation's secret name.
Oh.
Cool. What's the secret name?
And bacon. Yeah, I'm more interested in that than I have been in anything in a long time.
Yeah, hold on. See, I gotta Google this now. I'm Googling it right now. So, grape and gorgonzola.
Google it? Are you kidding? Yeah,
pies and pints, secret name. Oh, grape pizza, awesome craft beer, menu, pies and pints. See, they got like all this stuff. A match made in heaven, grape and gorgonzola. They call it grape pizza. What in the heck? They ain't telling me what the secret name is. What do they call it?
Like, go to West Virginia to find out.
Is it a PPGG pizza? Is that what they? Pies and pints, grape and gorgonzola pizza. It's a PPGGP.
GGBP, because you got to add the bacon, and that's what right the secret name.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
I thought the internet would have the answer for this.
I know. That's what I'm trying to. Come on, internet. Tell me the name. Okay, grape and gorgonzola. It says here you can call it an arugula pizza or a champagne pizza.
Champagne pizza.
Yeah.
I love that name.
Right. Yeah. What do you guys call it? What's the secret name? I want to know the secret name. What if we go all the way to West Virginia, walk into this Pies and Pints, and we're just like, what is the secret name? Oh. So there's a place other than Pies and Pints, and they call it the Grateful Dead Pizza.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to find it. I think I'm going to be lost for the rest of my days trying to figure out what the secret name of the Gorgonzola Grape Pizza recipe will be. I think so. I'm giving up. It was a quick search. I wasn't able to find it. I'm sorry, Convenauts. I am very sorry. But we'll go to our next one, which is Ramps.
Ramps?
Yeah, Ramps and Fried Potatoes. Enjoying almost cult-like popularity, Ramps or Wild Mountain Leeks are a seasonal delicacy that are like a cross between garlic and wild onions. Celebrated by locals and prized by some of the nation's top chefs when they can get their hands on them, Ramps pop up fleetingly and are often pickled by fans who want them year-round. Mountaineers flock to special Ramp dinners each spring to enjoy them fried up with potatoes and sometimes ham, bacon, and other pork products. Savor your first taste at the Feast of the Ramson in Richwood, known as the Granddaddy of Appalachian Ramp Feeds. Yeah. Well, I hate to tell you, darling, but I'm going down to the Feast of the Ramson in Richwood for the Granddaddy of Appalachian Ramp Feeds. If I heard that in any home I walked into, I'd be like,
out immediately.
Yeah. I'd be like, that sounds like odd terminology for something I don't want to attend. That's what I'm going to say. And by the way, everybody, when I was looking at the pizza from earlier, was it the pizza? Oh, well, wait. Hold on a second. Yeah. So, never mind. I think it was right before. So Golden Delicious. It said that it's unintentional breeding. That's something else, right? Like, we all know that, right? I don't think you can unintentionally do that. Maybe in apples? What?
Yeah. Cross-germination? That can happen.
Unintentionally.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
On to our next one. We've got...
I mean, like...
It can't. Pollination, right? Like, it just... Yeah. So...
Usually they try and avoid it, but sometimes, I mean...
Yeah.
When they're all outside and it's, like, established, you know... kinds of apples, and there's
they all get crazy, man. It's yeah,
it just gets out of control. And we played God, and then you know, nature was like, oh, yeah. Well, me too, though,
right? Right, here's some golden delicious, and everybody's like,
it's like dog breeds, right? So, like.
But see, hold on. See, that's not unintentional.
It creates like a mutt if it happens on accident. And that's exactly what this is. How does that
happen on... Now, I can believe it with plants. What? Dogs don't unintentionally. They don't.
What if two different dogs got out of the house at the same time? Or like street dogs. There are dogs that don't have owners. There's just not as many of them as cats.
Right. Yeah, because cats are like, they're a community of.
Isn't there like 2 billion cats?
Something like that. There's a ton of them. I've got one over my shoulder right now, and he's sleeping on a pillow, and he's been conked out. And I'm talking about unintentional breeding. I need to move on. Okay, this cat is gonna be all I don't know, but we're on to the next one. It's beans and cornbread. This is, wife Kaylee, she loves beans and cornbread. She thinks that this is like a jam of all jams. She loves beans and cornbread. It's like my mom made it one time, and out of nowhere, it has been a staple ever since. If we make a spiral ham, she will say, she's like, you need to bag that beans ham bone.
And cornbread.
And we're having beans and cornbread. And it was like 1 year... We made it, and I made it with the cornbread, and I left the Jiffy box out, okay? I used Jiffy that year, and that was a huge mistake, because she looked at the back of the Jiffy cornbread mix, and she was like, this is a calorie fat bomb, and we are never having this again. And I'm like...
Yeah.
What?
It's like, cornbread.
What do you mean? And she's like, we'll just have ham and beans, and that's it. The cornbread is excessive. And so now the rest of my days, I'm like, cornbread.
Cornbread. I mean, it's all right. I've never been like one to gravitate towards it. But
I like it. I think it's one of those meals that like if you have it like once a year, really great. You know, and some people back in the day, totally. Like, this is like what they subsisted on. Like, this is what they ate once a week.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, dang. It's
too much.
But having it, like, once, twice a year, it keeps its specialty a little bit about it, keeps you humble. Put some raw keeps onions on the top. Keeps you
humble about your cornbread.
yeah. Oh, man. It was so wrong of me to leave that box out. I tell you. She will allow me to have cornbread in other places, just not Jiffy. She's like, this is too much, and I'm like,
too heavy.
Yeah, but no, it's served in small town diners and on family dining tables alike. A steaming bowl of soup, beans, and cornbread, often topped with chopped onions, is as ubiquitous a culinary pairing here as peanut butter and jelly. Whether that cornbread should be of the savory or the sweet persuasion, it is still a matter of great public debate, however. A Charleston institution, The Grill, is a short order joint beloved by locals for its tasty burgers, sandwiches, and platters. In the know, diners ordering a comforting bowl of brown beans, too, since it's the best bowl in the state.
Sounds good.
It does sound good. Kind of like this next one, baked steak and gravy.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Every single time there's going to be gravy on here, though. Like, going to be down. No matter what.
Yeah,
we got gravy.
Gravy!
I love that so much. Yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah. As famously said, everybody, change your tone on gravy. You got to change your tone
on gravy.
Yeah. Because if you ain't changing your tone on gravy, what we talking about? What's going on here? But yeah, the baked steak and gravy, it's dredged in flour, browned in butter, and finished in the oven. Tender baked steak is about as comforting a meal as can be created, especially when it's served hot and smothered in rich, savory gravy. This is where you can have brown, white gravy. I don't care.
Yeah, you can have either one on this, yeah.
Yeah, it's best when accompanied by a carb-rich trio of savory sage dressing, salty fried potatoes, and warm from the oven cornbread, as it is at Deal's Family Restaurant in Nitro. Where were you
Nitro,
born?
West Virginia.
Oh, my gosh. Where
I
were you
love
born?
That name.
I'm born in Nitro, West Virginia. Well, where Man. You come from, boy? Mountain Dew, Code Red Valley.
It's an unassuming spot. Yep. Of course it is.
That harks back to another era that has drawn folks from far and wide for more than 50 years.
How long has it been named Nitro? That's my question.
Right. Yeah.
How old is the town? Nitro, West Virginia.
And somebody convinced me that was a family name. Please. You know? Yeah, well, yes. That's Jamie Nitro, and that's John Nitro.
And Sandra Nitro.
You got Carla Nitro, and you... Come on. Nitro? Come on.
Okay, give me a second. Now, I mean, I'm going to learn more about it. You keep going on this little podcast you're doing. All right.
You're
going to
find out more. All right. We got Joel researching.
Find out when it's. Oh my gosh. It was incorporated in 1932 by Circuit Court. Circuit Court of where? Nitro, West Virginia.
Oh my gosh.
The nitro derives from nitrocellulose. The main ingredient in smokeless gunpowder.
Yeah.
That is so good. What's to name a town after our ammunition?
Yeah. The next one here pictured is the fried fish sandwich. A simple but large fried fish fillet on plain white bread with tartar sauce not included. How can this be called the country's best fish sandwich? Well, by locals and visitors, food critics, and national magazines alike. We'll take a bite. That's all. We'll take a bite. Yeah. Located inside Wheeling's bustling historic center market, Coleman's Fish Market offers a sandwich that's nothing but the truth. You'll never look at tartar sauce the same way. Probably nothing not. I'll probably be like begging for it. That's what I'll be, you know, trying to do. I love tartar sauce. I don't know what about tartar sauce. I like it. I just like it. That's
Food
right.
Network's writers are hilarious.
They are. They I'll are kind of that. Funny. Yeah.
Sandwich that offers nothing but the truth. I'm like, we're moralizing around this fish sandwich.
Yeah.
It would never lie to you, sweetheart. It would never lie. Yeah.
Listen, honey, we're going to Coleman's Fish Market, and we're just getting to the truth.
This right. fish sandwich will treat you right. You're going to be taken sandwich? Care of.
Yeah. Yeah, this fish sandwich is a good boy. And he gonna treat you right by always telling you the truth. And you're like, what? Huh?
What
like,
are you talking about, old man? I don't know you. You're my grandson, Jimmy, and this fish sandwich is going to treat you right.
Listen, did I have COVID 2 weeks ago? Sure. But I'm here to tell you about this fish sandwich. Like,
I broke out of the hospital. I tore out my incubator.
I barely got here. Gosh. Yep. And the
love
next
it.
One. Yeah,
these are
gotta
great
love
writers.
It, folks.
Great
writers. Buckwheat pancakes. These just look dark. And they kind of look thin.
Yeah, you know? they're not fluffy like the ones you usually like.
I know.
They're not nice and fluffy.
They're not
this
nice
is,
and
maybe
fluff.
That's why I like them a lot. I'm not kidding. I would rather have the fluffy ones than these.
Yeah.
These look like pancake chard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like that's overdone a little.
These look like pancakes that you lie to someone else's mother that they taste okay. You know, they're like, well, they're buckwheat pancakes. I know they're not like what you usually have, and you're like, oh, these are great, Mrs. Johnson.
I bet they do taste good. It's
oh
just,
yeah, buckwheat's
they
good.
Look, they look silly.
They look silly. Yeah, Yeah, this is kind of an Appalachian breakfast staple, hearty and wholesome. Buckwheat pancakes typically topped with simple butter and syrup. That's the best way to have it. Or your favorite locally made preserves, jams, applesauce, or honey, or apple butter. Apple butter apple pancakes butter. Are pretty good.
Apple butter plus the syrup. That's how you do it.
Yeah, very, very good. Yeah. Yum. With locally made sausage served on the side, of course. This is a truly West Virginia on a plate. There's even a giant festival celebrating this culinary treat in the Preston County town of Kingwood, which is exactly where you should try them. With a steaming cup of coffee or a frosty glass of milk, it's the best $9 you'll ever spend. I wish.
It's so cheap. I bet it's not $9 anymore, though.
No, I bet not. Yeah. I think Food Network needed to update us if this was in the month of June. So that it was like part of the Pride Food Festivals. Yeah.
Festivals. It's West Virginia. There's no way it was part of the Pride stuff.
You don't think so? Yeah.
No.
Well, maybe this was. You got Morels. Yeah, or Molly Moochers.
Molly Moochers. I like that name.
Molly Moochers. Highly prized and just as highly scarce, these mountain mushrooms peak out of the ground for only a few weeks each year. Chefs in the know snatch up as many as they can, using the morel's earthy essence to enhance pastas, soups, sauces, and more. At the Forks Inn, just outside Elkins, Chef John Eric Stallmaker features a cream of wild mushroom soup laced with morels picked that very morning along the banks of Shaver's Fork. And with a resume running restaurants in Colorado, South Carolina, Paris, and at West Virginia's own Greenbrier, Stallnaker knows just what to do with this sought-after mushroom. I think that's what the writer was intending. That wasn't me accenting. I think it was. Morels, they are lovely. They are very, very good. I like me a good morel. They're very expensive.
Are you mooching? I'm mooching Molly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a Molly moocher for days. I'm a Molly moocher.
I mean, I want that in like a pasta sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pasta have some on there as well. And then just,
I'd be really good. I'd like a little bit of bacon. A little bit of morels.
A little bit of bacon. Onion. Maybe a little bit of chicken.
Parmesan.
Chicken might be good in it.
Yeah, chicken. Parmesan. Ooh, boy.
That's delicious.
That'd be good stuff. Just like this next one. The Mountaineer Biscuit, or Tudor's Biscuit World. The Mountaineer Biscuit. Tudor's Biscuit World at T-U-D-O-R, so like a Tudor. Yeah.
Yeah,
not a Tudor, like T-O-O-T-E-R. Is a West Virginia-born institution serving biscuits that make grown men cry and bring people to their knees. Stuffed and topped in mouth-watering combinations, the various biscuits have devoted followings. Hearty options include the Thundering Herd with sausage, potato, egg, and cheese, the Miner, which has bacon, potato, and melted cheese, and of course the namesake Mountaineer Biscuit featuring country ham, a crispy potato cake, egg and cheese.
Egg and cheese.
See, I keep saying biscuit, so my cat Biscuit jumped up on the desk, and he's waving his tail in front of the camera saying hi to everybody. It. Yeah, he's like, Biscuit, 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 I heard my name.
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, oh, see, just rubbed the mic. Oh, no. Please, sir, please calm down, sir.
Sir.
Stand down, sir, stand down. Stand down. Comply. I tell you. Anyway, the next one here, you got a pot roast melt. Oh, man, I have never had this, and I should have by now.
It looks like delicious.
Yeah, it looks amazing. The pot roast melt at the Cathedral Cafe and Bookstore in Fayetteville, West Virginia. When it comes to providing comfort, few plates can top homemade slow cooked pot roast after a day of
storing. This is how good it looks, folks. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Devin, but I mean, looks so good that you said Fayetteville and I was like, Arkansas? Because it's like two hours away from my house. I'll just drive there and get it right now.
Yeah. Ugh, man, oh man. But it's tasty. It's melty. It's a combination of shredded chuck roast, cheddar cheese, tomato and red onion, and horseradish mayo on grilled sourdough.
That's the best bread.
Man, yeah. inside an old church turned eclectic bookstore is a downright religious experience. That sounds like a religious experience.
Yeah, that's the proper way to use a church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turn it to a bookstore and a restaurant.
We're going to take you from the Dark Ages to the Enlightenment. And then they give you this sandwich. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy. And then the next one here, you got a double cut pork chop. Yeah. I love me some pork chops. I really do. Yeah. Pork chops and applesauce are an American tradition. And while the version of this dish may not be the one grandma used to make, that doesn't mean those same great flavors aren't represented. With local art adorning its walls, the Appalachian-themed Bluegrass Kitchen serves a thick apple brine, slow-cooked chop glistening in a bourbon mustard glaze with grilled asparagus and mashed sweet potatoes on the side at a hot spot specializing in organic, vegetarian, and vegan specialties. This fine nod to carnivores makes a name for itself.
Yeah. Why would they review the one with the mashed potatoes and the asparagus when they could have reviewed the applesauce?
Yeah.
Genius beginning of that. And then they're like, by the way,
we're going to pick the one that doesn't have that.
Yeah. Pork chop is applesauce, American tradition, yada, yada, yada. This place does it this way. And I'm like, but I'm wanting... Describe the applesauce to me. Give me that, too.
Joel's the one that shows up to Food Network and is like, hey, guys, I was looking for the one with the cinnamon applesauce. Do you guys have that? Or strawberry applesauce?
You put it at the beginning of the article. You should have described it at the end of the article, please.
Right, right. At the restaurant that has the applesauce. Do you guys...
It just seems that if you would bait me with that, then you should absolutely give me the payoff after I read the entire article, searching for the sweet sense of apples.
I was looking for the... tasty, golden, delicious apples that might have been used in this applesauce.
Then you went on this tangent about asparagus and mashed potatoes, and I didn't get it.
I got none of it.
I got none of it.
But I will get some West Virginia moonshine. That's right.
Ooh, yeah, we're on the drink.
Whoop, whoop. It's a drink as storied as the mountains themselves, and now that moonshine is legal to produce, top-quality distillers are popping up throughout the mountain state. In the eastern panhandle city of Charlestown, not far from our nation's capital, Bloomery Plantation makes an impressive line of flavored sweet shines that has won more awards than you can count. They're all delicious sippers, but it's the perfectly balanced sweet tart raspberry limoncello that started it all. Enjoy it on site or at restaurants and stores around the state. See, I mentioned moonshine, and then my other cat, Benny, jumped up here.
You drinking, Dad?
Yeah. Daddy, we drinking? I'm like, Benny, no. Stop it. Let you sip a Jack and Coke one time.
I tried to like moonshine so many times in my life, but maybe if I got like some stuff from the source.
Yeah, you'd probably like it better. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what I've talked about before. A lot of it's like Everclear. I mean, it's just Everclear in a glass, and you're kind of like, wow. It's like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I will say the flavored moonshines, they speak pretty well. You know, they do pretty good, especially a blackberry, you know, an apple, or whatever. You know, those are pretty good. But straight moonshine... Yeah, there's a reason why I call it white lightning. I mean, it's kind of just like, you drink it and it's like, pow! You're like, oh man, I had that mouth. Oh, see, now both the cats, they're running away. They're like, white lightning. They ran away. But yeah, the next one here, Greenbrier Peaches. It's a rare soul who can try this iconic dessert and not then covet it. Greenbrier Peaches come from one of the country's swankiest resorts, the Greenbrier in White Sulphur Springs, which has hosted royalty, presidents, celebrities, and families for decades, served with vanilla whipped cream, fresh raspberries, and a macaroon. Greenbrier Peaches are a Greenbrier tradition. Yeah. If you're feeling a little overindulgent, order them with a slice of toasted coconut pound cake on the side. Oh, divine. Fun. That's it. That's all. Divine.
Divine. Period.
Period. then you have... Good. Okay, so this next one here, Joel, don't read ahead. It's called a West Virginia Margarita. What do you think this is?
tequila with like I can already see the picture.
Right.
So there's salt on the rim.
Uh-huh.
There's lime.
Yep. There's lime. Remember the name, West Virginia Margarita. What do you think's in here?
Margarita mix from a box.
From a box that they found behind a mower. Yeah. I
honestly have no clue, man. I don't know. What's in margarita mix when I buy it, but that's how I make my margaritas. Okay.
I'm not going to lie, and this is not because of West Virginia. I'm not making fun of the hillbillyism. I looked at the picture, and I thought in my head, West Virginia margarita, like somebody just grabbed lime juice, tequila, and Mountain Dew and mixed it together. Like, that's what they did. I'm like, and then I started thinking, yeah, and then I started thinking, like, no, a more modern take, it would be Mountain Dew Baja Blast mixed.
Baja Blast.
Mixed with tequila. But I was wrong on all those fronts. And it purely, it's because of the picture. You can tell it's like carbonated. Yeah. Blast. Yeah. But yeah, so there's a good chance.
Carbonated?
Yeah, you can see the bubbles. It's carbonated. Like, it's,
I just thought those were bubbles in the ice.
No. Nope. It is carbonatory. Yeah. Okay. There's a good chance that you might be able to get one in nitro.
Man. For sure. Guaranteed.
Yeah. But it's a West Virginia twist on a modern classic made with tequila and I can't remember if it's Contro or Chantro or whatever. Basically triple sec.
Isn't it like Contrue or something like
that? Something like that. It's triple sec. Of course, the West Virginia margarita gets its subtle sweetness from local Honey River Goldenrod Honey Mead from Heath or Healthberry Farm in Dry Fork. So, yeah. Honey Mead, which is the carbonated part. Is Honey Mead. Yeah. So it's actually classier. Yeah. It can be pretty carbonated. Yeah. But yeah, that's actually kind of classy. Like, yeah, this is a West Virginia margarita. It's like,
that's nice.
Dang. That's pretty nice. Yeah. And I'm sitting here thinking in my head, like, God, West Virginia, stop playing into the whole thing with Mountain Dew and like going through there. And yeah, I read it and I'm like, oh.
Of course they put Mountain Dew in their drinks. My God.
Get the next type of iteration of a Dixie dog. We call it a Quesarito dog. And it's just like, oh, no. Yeah. But that is West Virginia culinarily. What do you think? Yeah.
I like it. I kind of want to go there.
Dude, yeah. I want to go there bad. I
definitely want a West Virginia margarita.
Dude, yeah.
That sounds good.
Very good. Give me some biscuits and gravy in the morning. Have me a good, West Virginia margarita with it. Then
in
go
the
out.
No,
yeah,
no, no.
Totally.
I'm not
totally.
Doing tequila in
oh
the
my
AM.
God. Yeah, tequila no. Sunrise. Hello.
No, thank you. No.
Why?
Not in this aged body.
In this economy?
In this economy? You're going to pretend that you're old? What's wrong with you?
No, you have to be vibrant and aware and have
virile.
To be able to, you have to be able to work at a moment's notice.
I am working. I'm working right now.
I'm working right now. but yeah.
Anything to die on the cross of capitalism.
The nails are from Target. Yeah. Man. Yeah. So, but anyway.
Yeah, I'd wake up with some biscuits and gravy and maybe like a buckwheat pancake or two. And then maybe like I'd have like a work lunch being like that pot roast melt. That would be good. Just having like that. And then dinner would be the pork chops with applesauce and finish it off with a nice couple of West Virginia margaritas to make the night go smooth.
Yeah. I'd have an appetizer of Molly Moocher soup. Yeah. I'd have that.
Molly Moocher soup.
I'd have some of that.
Moochers and pasta. I'm sorry, but that just sounds so good.
And then as we're driving out of the state of West Virginia, I'd say, Joel, please. And you'd say, what, Devin? What's the matter? And I'd say, Joel, please, we need to pull over in Nitro so I can get my fried fish sandwich.
For the ride home.
And then we'd show up there.
We'll be driving for 12 hours straight.
Yeah. Yeah, just ripping West Virginia margaritas the whole time. Don't drink and drive. Everybody be responsible.
Don't do that. Don't do it. Even if it makes you really cool, don't do it.
Yeah. You wouldn't download a DUI.
You wouldn't illegally download music either. That's against the law. Don't do that.
Don't.
Jesus.
Everybody. But we are going to see everybody next time in Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Isn't that where they filmed the movie Ringo?
Yeah. 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 They filmed it in the upside down of Arizona. Yeah. Yeah. I just know of Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. Yeah. I know they're famous in Arizona.
They've got some great politics going on there right now.
Yeah.
Really great politics.
Well, and there was that one old white dude, McCain. McCain came from Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole family. They came from there. But also in Arizona, isn't the Hoover Dam in Arizona? Or is that technically Nevada? I can't remember.
I thought Nevada. But I don't know where things are either.
Right. Grand Canyon. It's in Arizona.
It's in Arizona. Okay, cool.
Welcome to Arizona. We have the biggest hole in the ground. Like, that's, yeah, that's their claim to fame. Even, it's grand, I heard.
It's a Grand Canyon, and it's not a hole. It's a scarring rivulet.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody who actually uses that joke, I'm kind of like, that's the opposite of what a canyon is. Like, because canyons, like, they go forward. Like, it's because of water. It's because of river. Like, a hole is literally like a sinkhole, right?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Sinkholes.
So, yeah, yeah. Watch out for sinkholes, buddy. And it's like, okay, yeah, sure. I'm going to be in Nitro getting a fried fish sandwich, having some Molly Moocher soup. Joel, yeah, he's going to stop off in Nitro just for a little bit, and he's going to get 3 or 4, mountain margaritas, and then he's going to
Dew margaritas.
And then he's going to get some ramps and unintentionally bred apples, and he's going to head out of town. And we will see everybody next time in Arizona. Joel, thank you for joining me, and one day we'll figure out the Grape and Gorgonzola secret name. I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm looking for it.
I'm finding it. Probably in Nitro. All of my clues have led me to Nitro.
I'll be back in 36 hours. I just need to take one quick little drive.
One quick little drive through the Smokies. Get me some
Smokies. Get over to West Virginia. Yeah. Say hi to my brother in regular Virginia, and then scream back, pass by Nitro, and be like, "What is it?
Yeah, what is the PPGG pizza?
I know
what
that
is
you
its
weren't
secret
the
name.
I know you weren't the city that was featured on Food Network that mentioned this, but I think you know. Yeah. Tell me right now.
Tell me, what is this? You just I bet if you played Three Doors Down, they might, you know, they might give it to you. They're like, oh, the best band ever. I bet we got to tell him now.
Gotta know. He's got to know he's in the club.
He's in the club.
Because in the club, we're all fam.
Oh, man. That was West Virginia, everybody. Thanks again, Joel. And we will see everybody next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
To
goodbye.
You.
Bye.
And see you in Arizona.
Goodbye.
Where we're going to hang out.
We're going to leave.
This episode of Culinary Convo was written, produced, edited, and created by yours truly, Devin Rehm, and is a part of Mouthful Productions. Please check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Culinary Convo, and our website, culinaryconvo.com, for recipes, episodes, resources, and send an email to culinaryconvopod@gmail.com with your fan suggestions or recipe submissions. You can also support the podcast by going to anchor.fm/culinaryconvo1/support so we can purchase cooking or audio equipment to help create a better podcast. or by using the funds to help further the exploration of Culinary Convo by ordering subscription boxes, food kits, or ordering food products to review. So shout out to our first supporter, Convonaut Dylan. Thank you. I also want to give audio credit to Soundtrap for our intro, transitions, and outro music. Thank you.